Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. I am the Madman, your host, an all music episode. This episode 7. Yes, I need to get into the studio more and record more episodes, I know. But we'll take it as it comes, and we'll work on getting more to you. I'm also working on some other plans. If you haven't been on the website in a while, check it out. I have some plans for possibly doing a little web stream. That's probably still another half a year out, though, unless I can get some support quickly. So, but I'll talk more about that later. And today's show, we're going to kick off with a band that's here out of Louisville. They formed back in 2009 with the members Corey Wayne, Stuart Phelps, Christopher Snow, and Zachary Orenick. All four shared a love for fringe guitar rock, fringe garage rock, crystalline pop songwriting, and racks of analog gear. After a few lineup changes, some life changes, and much time honing their craft, they came together this year and put out an album. If you're from a Louisville area, you may have seen this debut a few, a month or two. Title of the album is As Bright as Your Nightlight. It's a 9-song debut of expansive, eclectic, electronic-laden experimental rock with a hook-heavy edge and dense atmosphere, equally psychedelic and accessible. That's their words, and I agree with them. The band, of course, is Nerves Jr., and this is the first single off of that album. It is As Bright as Your Nightlight, the title track here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Deadlines, fake pulse, broken machine. I sit on the kitchenette floor, calmly chain smoking. You're perched on the countertop, your heels tapping the cabinet doors. Yeah, what do we need anybody else for?
Sleep.
The Commuters is a New York City rock band that just had their commercial debut back in August with their EP, As I Make My Way. All four songs on the EP will also be on their upcoming album, Rescue, which is due out at the end of this year, sometime in the winter. They have a debut video, and it's the title track off of that EP. We call it As I Make My Way, and that is up on idiosyncratictransmissions.com, just to give you a taste of who the band is. I'm going to swerve from there, though, and play another cut off of that EP called Bombs Away. This is the Commuters with Bombs Away. This next band released their first full-length effort in the spring of 2010 entitled FM Arcade. The band is comprised of guitarist Mark Alou, Josh Greenfeld, bassist Sean Enright, drummer Zach Jordan, and frontman slash principal songwriter Tim Kiley. The name of the band is Canon Logic, and they have they're based out of New York City and have gained popularity supporting acts like O-Land and the Lemonheads, and they've also headlined the Bowery Ballroom. In 2011, this year, they hooked up with New York-based record label Engine Room Recordings to craft a follow-up to their debut. The result is Rapid Empire, a 5-song EP, and here is one of the songs off that EP. It was released on August 30th. The title of the song is Howl in the Night from Canon Logic. Thank you.
feeling.
Our next artist hails from the Ozark Hills, Springfield, Missouri. She was born in St. Louis, and during her elementary school years, she started reading about the West and developed a love for Wyoming. Her name is Annie Williams, and when she turned 18, she moved to Laramie, Wyoming, and went to school, worked as a seamstress, and started writing songs. After about 5 years, she decided to make a record and joined a few friends in Nashville. In 2009, she released an album titled An Introduction to Annie Williams, which kind of slipped beneath the radar, and after a few years in Nashville, she got together with friends Robert Hardy Dyer Jr. and Gabriel Kelly and made an album called Come On Back to Me, which was released in March of this year. This Good Feeling collaboration was recorded in Gabriel's home and RV, and was the springboard for her next two albums, which are releasing next month. The titles of those albums are This Mountain and Midnight Window. Here's the title track from this folk songstress. In the same vein as the Red House Painters and the Great Lake Swimmers, I'm totally enchanted by the singles I've heard so far, and I'm looking forward for the albums to come out. Here's Midnight Window from Ann Williams here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Us both.
Couldn't find much information about the next artist. His name is Jonathan Aldridge. No, he's based out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's kind of a folk jazz musician, but I listened to the song and it's a great song, and I felt like it needed to be shared with the world. So this is Nobody's Fool from Jonathan Aldridge.
Well, you should have seen your face as it faded to gray. You had some thoughts like mine, you were stuck in the rain. Well, there's some hope round here, your thoughts are far away. I'd like to see you sometime, you can call me. I don't wanna be cold. I don't wanna be old. Never knowing what my life could be. Never knowing what I could be. Pulling back your hair with a grin, you say, we've all the time in the world, we'll see how it goes. I wanna feel like a man standing straight and grand, but being nobody's fool seems beyond me. I don't wanna be cold. I don't wanna be old. Never knowing what my life could be. Never knowing what I could be. And I ain't gonna be scared, 'cause I really don't even care. Well, you should have seen your face as it faded to gray. You had some thoughts like mine, you were stuck in the rain. There's some hope around here, your thoughts are far away. I'd like to see you sometime, you can call.
This episode with an old favorite, Matthew Ebel, and his title of the song is Cautionary Tale. It's off his album Goodbye Planet Earth. He is currently working, he's an independent piano rocker, and he's currently working on an album and that's an accompaniment to a novella and I think maybe even like a graphic novel or comic book. Don't quote me on that though. The title of it's The Lives of Dexter Peterson. He's been showing off some artwork and updates on his website. And he's kind of I don't want to say he's innovative, but he's one of those artists that kind of took the leap and created a fan club that helps support him. And in the same vein, you get all kinds of cool goodies. So check that out. I was a member for a while, and then the economic downturn kind of kept me from supporting the artist, but with anything other than album purchases. But check him out at MatthewEbel.com. Definitely worth your time. And that after the song, that'll be the end of this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Hope you've enjoyed this little half hour of eclectic music, and we will be back. I don't know if it'll be next week, but soon. Just a reminder, I will be at PodCamp Cincinnati, so if you are attending there, please stop by and say hi. I'm not doing any of the panels or anything, not this year, mostly because I'm not sure what I would do a panel on, but I am looking forward to the conference itself, and it looks like to be a good number of panels already being presented. That look very interesting. So check them out at podcampcincinnati.com. There's a link on my website to there. And let's see. Beyond that, hope you have a good week. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Here is Matthew Ebel with A Cautionary Tale here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
the mouse went forth to fight. But the king, he got no sleep that night, or any other night for days. Tiny battles kept him wide.
Make you lose your mind.